God's promises are true. Remember, He's everything He said that He would be. We'll sing about it today on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, hello, hi there. Welcome on in to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. We've got a place for you right here. We've got wonderful music. We've got friends that are welcoming you and celebrating the gospel. And so to you we say, thanks for stopping by. Yeah. What is sure to be an amazing musical adventure today. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters like my friend Gordon Moat.
Come on. Yes.
Gene McDonald.
Yeah, there
Kevin you. Williams.
Right here. Right here.
Ken Davis.
Yeah. Yeah, Ken.
Lauren Talley. Hello.
Hi, Lauren.
Our soft feminine side, Tori Taff, is here.
And don't you forget it.
And Bill Gaither himself. Welcome, Bill.
Hey.
He's a man of few words.
And all of my guests today are the greatest music makers I know. Collingsworth family.
Yeah.
Nealons.
We're going to start the program with the whole Homecoming gang.
Once a sinner, far from Jesus, I was perishing without hope. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then He threw His arms around me.
This is Homecoming Radio now with the Gaither Vocal Band.
Well, satisfied
Jesus.
I'm satisfied
Jesus. Said He would be my comfort. Said He would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet. They did too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
I'm satisfied. Said He would be my comfort. Said He would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Well, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. You know, He plants His feet on every step, and then He rides on every storm. Well, it fixed my feet for running, boys, and then my eyes, He opened up wide. He fixed my tongue so I could say, praise God, I'm satisfied.
Oh, satisfied.
Satisfied.
Jesus,
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied. Jesus said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my God. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Well, it was way down yonder in the valley, boys, I was wandering all alone. And it was there I met my Jesus. Well, you know, he claimed me for his own. And then he put his arms all around me there, and then he drew me up to his side.
Oh, yes, I'm satisfied.
Satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
Oh, I'm satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my God. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
I'm satisfied
with Jesus.
Yeah.
Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands look new. I looked at my feet and they did too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
My soul's been satisfied.
Hey, Jason Graham.
Hey, Sherry Easton.
I just finished a theatrical performance about punchlines and puns. It was a play on words.
That's horrible.
Terrible.
It's funny, but it's horrible.
Collingsworth family, what the Bible says.
It started off in Genesis, where God created man. Each line in Revelation has revealed his master plan. Every chapter in between illuminates the way. It's as relevant tomorrow as it was for yesterday.
I believe he walked on water to calm the troubled sea. I believe he healed the blind man and set the captive free. I believe he fed the thousands with two fish and a little bread.
I believe one day he's coming back. That's what the Bible says.
Man has tried to minimize the power of the word. They say there are no absolutes, that only truths inferred. But I believe that every phrase was penned by God's own hand. My soul is anchored firmly and forever.
On the troubled sea, I believe he healed the blind man and set the captive free. I believe he fed the thousands with two fish and a little bread.
I believe one day he's coming back. That's what the Bible says.
Now I'm not waiting for a miracle. One day
and a little bread.
I believe one day he's coming back. That's what the Bible says.
Yes,
I believe he fed the thousands with two fish and a little bread.
I believe one day he's coming back. That's what the Bible says.
I believe he walked on water
troubled sea. I believe he healed the blind man and set the captive free. I believe he fed the thousands with two fish and a little bread. I believe one day he's coming back. That's what the Bible says.
Yes,
I believe he fed the thousands with two fish and a little bread.
Collingsworth family right here on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where there is more straight ahead. Here at Homecoming Radio, Daniel Britt, Ken Davis in the house, and Ken, immediately to your right, is an amazing talent.
Yes, he is. Gordon Moat.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
He's told us more than once to keep doing that thing.
That's right. He's going to tell us again.
I'm making you a Noah. Nowhere to set sail. You're picking up a hammer and you drive another nail. Feeling worn out and weary, just waiting for the rain. But keep doing that thing, doing that thing, doing that thing. Maybe you're like David, a little bored with your life. You're dreaming of kingdoms, giants and battles yet to fight. Right now you're stuck, staring at the sheep out on the plain. But keep doing that thing, doing that thing, doing that thing. Keep doing that thing that's right in front of you. Keep doing that thing that he's calling you to do. Even if it don't make sense to you. Keep doing that thing, doing that thing, doing that thing. Maybe you're the children wandering in the wilderness. You're looking for the promised land, but you just can't see it yet. Keep walking on, trusting in him, and where's it while you wait? Keep doing that thing, doing that thing, doing that thing. Keep doing that thing that's right in front of you. Keep doing that thing that he's calling you to do. Even if it don't make sense to you. Keep doing that thing, doing that thing, doing that thing. Let me do that thing. Keep loving your neighbor, speaking the truth. I keep praying those prayers, whatever he's given you to do. Keep changing those diapers, punching that clock, showing up every day. Keep doing that thing, doing that thing, doing that thing. Keep doing that thing that's right in front of you.
From A Current Groove and Gordon Moat there. Now, to a classic from the Gaither Archives. Here's the Bill Gaither Trio on Homecoming Radio.
I was shackled by a heavy burden. A load of guilt and shame.
Something happened, and now I know he touched me. He touched me and met this blessed Savior. Since he cleansed and made me whole, oh, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout while eternity rolls. Oh, he touched me. Yes, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something really happened, and now I know he touched me. He touched me and
not knowing you at that time, that song was one of my favorite songs, and I sang it at my 10-year high school class reunion.
You did?
And didn't get canceled. That was back in the days when they...
You could sing gospel in school.
You could sing gospel songs at school. Yeah. That was just such a beautiful song.
Up next is Alvin Slaughter and the Woody Wright song, Build a Bridge.
Let's work hand in hand. Hold up.
Cross this land.
Oh, I know
we can
build
a bridge.
Yes. Long and
wide and high.
Cross the grave. Can stand united on the common ground of love, in spite of all we've done and who we are. And though our many differences have driven us apart, today with all my heart I pray, let the healing start. Today, let's work. Thank you, Father. All across
this land,
I know
we will build a bridge.
Yes, Lord. Long and wide, cross the great
divide.
I know it's time to build. See, there's overcoming power, we can claim the victory. If we pray in one accord, trust and believe, yes sir. See, hope will grow as vision show, us joy we've never seen. Binding us together, have we seen our money?
Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
And here's David Phelps, a great tenor voice, singing No More Night.
The timeless theme, earth and heaven, will pass away. It's not a dream. God will make all things new that day. Gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternity. Never crying again, and praises to the great I am. We will live in the light of the risen. The nations bow down to see. The only sound is the praises to Christ our King. Slowly the names from the book are read. I know to dread no more night.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little truth to your life, and all the while encouraging you to know that He's everywhere He said He would be.
We encourage you and welcome you over at homecomingradio.com. It's open 24/7, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all those happenings.
You can also get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up on our social media and Facebook, and you can always leave us a note.
All of this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
As my good friend Jake Hess would always say, things will either get better or get worse, or stay about the same, Bill. There's not much we can do about it. We got to leave it in His hands.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Good advice. Have a good week.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.